Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Welcome in, everyone, to the Investing in Real Estate Show. I'm Clayton Morris. So glad to have you here. This is a show where we aim to help you increase your real estate investing intelligence. Whether you're a beginner or more advanced, there are questions that we can answer for all of you, and you can always learn from other people's questions. So today is our Q&A episode day where we answer a couple of your questions right here live on the show. And you can ask a question if you like. All you need to do is go to our website, go to morrisinvest.com/Clayton, click on the little button there that lets you record a 30-second message to us. Try to keep it to about 30 seconds. Many of you have been doing very, very good at that. That way we can get to more of your questions if you keep them short and sweet. And ask any kind of financial real estate related questions and we will answer them here live on the show. So on today's show, we've got three great questions from you, three totally different questions, which is what I like. And let's start today with Bella, who has a question.
Hello, Clayton. My name is Bella. I have four properties and one of them is paid off and I created an LLC and I need to switch or transfer them over to the LLC, but I don't know how. One of them, I had no mortgage. I hope you can give me some ideas of how to switch them over into the LLC. I would greatly appreciate it. I appreciate all you do. You had a great knowledge in real estate. May God bless you and your family. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Bella. And God bless you and your family as well. Thank you for the kind question. I appreciate that. So, Bella is taking the right path, which is to put a property in an LLC. Again, I'm not a lawyer or a financial advisor, but our legal team has always advised us to own rental properties in a limited liability company, an entity for liability protection. That's the main reason. That way, if one tenant in a property slips and falls and something happens and you end up getting sued, then your company, the LLC, gets sued and they don't have access to all of your personal assets like the home you live in, et cetera. Of course, there are many other reasons why, but that's just a high level example. So to move properties from your personal name to an LLC is incredibly easy, Bella. You can kind of do it yourself, but I would encourage you very simply to call a lawyer and for a nominal fee. I mean, we're talking like a few hundred dollars total to get all of them moved over. We've done this multiple times, Natalie and I, and we just call up a lawyer and transfer them over. Very, very simple to do, to transfer it into an entity. The reason you want to have a lawyer handle this is because you want to make sure it's done correctly. Because different LLCs can have different ways of communicating. You know, some could be just simple, you know, passive LLCs. Some are more active. You want to make sure that it's structured properly inside of your LLC. I would also say to consider if you've got four properties, you know, our tax team and legal team have always advised us that you really don't want to go beyond $250,000 of value in any one LLC. The reason being is because, again, you open yourself up to liability issues, right? So if you've got one rental property that's worth $500,000, probably it should be in its own LLC. Again, I'm not giving you advice on this. This is up to you, and you know, people can do it however they want. I'm just saying the way that we do it and the way that we've been advised is that really up to about $250,000 in value is what should be in one LLC. Great. So if you own, you know, five or six $50,000 homes, great, put them all in one LLC if you like. But be very careful. You may want to consider, and also you might want to consider if these properties are in different states. I would advise, based on what we've been advised to do, is open LLCs in the states where those rental properties are located. So just some advice there from our legal team and our tax team. But again, yes, call up a lawyer. Find a lawyer that does this. It should be very inexpensive. I think we've paid like $150 to get it transferred, or even less, or even a little bit more, but right in that ballpark. You're not going to pay a lot for a lawyer to handle this for you. So that would be my advice, Bella. Thank you for that question. All right, our next question is about a boarding house. This is an interesting one from Xavier. Take a listen to Xavier's question.
Hey, Clay. My name is Xavier. I'm from Alabama. And, man, I currently have the opportunity to purchase a boarding house in a prime location here in Alabama. And I don't know if you've ever dealt with this before, but could you give me a little insight or if you think it would be a good investment, basically like renting the room by room? So just give me a little insight, man, and tell me what you think of it. Thank you.
Thank you, Xavier. Thanks for the question. Really interesting opportunity. And I would say, okay, first of all, if you're not familiar with a boarding house, I mean, it seems like something out of an old American novel, right? Like a boarding house. And that's kind of what it is, really. It's a boarding house is a house in which lodgers rent one or more rooms, you know, either on a nightly basis or a weekly basis. And you can almost consider them almost like a hostel, you know, in that way, where it's just a room and maybe a shared bathroom, that kind of thing. Every one of them are different, but I see an opportunity though here, Xavier. One thing you may really want to consider looking at is not treating it as a typical boarding house where people are coming there renting it one night a week, you know, one night at a time and then 7 days. That's a lot of work. You're going to need to have a full-time manager that would handle that kind of turnover. So I might not advise to do that. As far as it being maybe your first, you know, ride into the rental investment world, I don't know because you didn't tell me in your phone call. But if this is like your first rodeo, right? This is the first time you're investing. I would consider looking at the nursing home option, a senior care center. Now, this is incredibly powerful. I know many investors that do this. I almost went in on one myself. I have a couple of friends that do them, and they have their ups and downs. But if you think about a senior care center, there are so many tax benefits within a state. I would consider looking at your state's laws and what sort of tax incentives you could get for having your own nursing home facility, a long-term care facility, and, you know, a senior center. A lot of these senior living centers, you know, 5-6 units. In fact, when we lived in New Jersey, we had down the street from us, there was a senior center. There was a care center. It had like 6 bedrooms. And the way that operated, you know, that I don't know how many rooms your state requires, but to get that certification can be pretty simple. And then imagine having all of those rooms as opportunities for different seniors to live in that facility. There are a couple of things that you need. And again, this all depends on your state, but you need a shared living space, like a community room where people would get together and, you know, watch television, play board games and things like that. Likely you'd need a large kitchen in one of that community area as well. And you would need full-time employees, someone who's there 24 hours as a caregiver being on call. But these things, once you get that type of rent, that long-term rental commitment from these tenants who are going to stay for, you know, years at a time in these senior centers, That's how you're able to pay this salary. But the tax benefits are phenomenal. They are phenomenal. And of course, we are obviously in a need, a massive need for senior housing right now as we enter this boom of senior living centers. So I would consider thinking and looking into the Alabama laws around senior centers and senior living for this boarding house. Might be an opportunity there. So that's kind of my initial thought. When I saw this and I heard about it, I said, oh, senior center, go for it. See what you can do with it, man. Okay, our next question comes from Amanda with a bit of a conundrum.
Hey, Clayton, we have a C-level property, my husband and I, and it's 6 units, apartment complex, 2-bedroom, 1-bath. It's in Denver, right? So we rented out for $1,200 a month. Anyway, my husband and I are vacillating between what we should do for the front yard. Right now, it's all weeds and dirt, and I'm saying let's restart our sprinkler system that's already in, throw down some wildflower seeds, and let it become like a natural meadow. It would be way less money in terms of water per year. And then my husband would like to either put down sod or grass, do like a rock project. Anyway, it's about 6,000 square feet, and I think that sounds expensive. We'd love to hear your take on like what to do in the front yard area to better the property, but also increasing ROI. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Amanda, for that question. So there's a couple of different things here. First of all, Denver, beautiful. My mom is from there, from Wheat Ridge, Colorado. So we would go out there and spend our summers there. I absolutely love it. Gorgeous, beautiful, the Rocky Mountains. So one thing to consider is the type of hardscape and landscape that is native to that area and would it make sense. So I know going out to Boulder and so forth, different campuses and places that I've been to, like the Gaia campus, which is a beautiful they do a lot of new age videos and things like that, and meditation and yoga and things. Being on their campus, you see all the hardscape. They've got like a meditation circle and things like that. It's all hardscape and rocks. And then other areas, yes, you've got the wildflowers and so it really kind of depends, I think, on your demographic and what you're going to do. I wish I could give you a firm answer like, yes, hardscape, or yes, wildflowers, or yes, sod and grass, right? And watering to have a beautiful grass. And certainly I don't want to come between you and your husband. That's the last thing I want to do. Really, it is around what is the native planting and what are most people like in that area? You know, what would kind of blend in and be part of the natural surroundings? What do people normally do? Is yours going to stand out by having suddenly this wildflowers and like all these weeds and it's overgrown with weeds and everyone on the street has grass? You know, or everyone has a hardscape and you're the only one with these wildflowers and you're getting a lot of deer and things like that coming through and constantly in the yard. So things to consider. And again, I'm not from Colorado, so I don't know the different terrain and the different, what would be native to that area. But I will say this, because you have a 6-unit property, that makes it a commercial property. And the way that we evaluate commercial property is on the cash flow. And is on the return on investment, right? So once you move beyond 4 units, you are now considered a commercial property. And so you do not, when you're trying to sell this property or you're trying to evaluate this property, you don't look around at the comps in the neighborhood and say, hey, a 6-unit sold down the street for this amount. No one cares. All they care about when you're investing in this property is the cash flow of that commercial property, right? What is the potential? And so when you're buying this property, when you buy a multi-unit property, your goal is to add value, right? I am not a commercial rental property investor, although I do have a 6-unit. So how can we add value? Well, we bought this rundown historic property in a downtown city area and transformed it. And we were able to add incredible value to this property, and the cash flow reflects that. So what are you able to do to add value to this commercial property? In this neighborhood, you mentioned at the beginning that it's a C-level property. Okay, my initial thought would be, well, you know, how can I take this property to the next level? So I want you to think about this front yard space. What could you do in this yard space that would add value, add to your return on investment, make a tenant likely to move in here over moving into another property? And it wouldn't just be about hardscape versus meadow grass and wildflowers. It might be putting in a playground. It might be putting in a pool. Again, I don't know how it's laid out, but this is a common refrain from some of my multifamily experts and friends of mine who do this. You know, the problem with multifamily right now, it's very hard to find multifamily deals that they can add value to. Most of the time, when you find a multifamily deal these days, the value has already been added. There's already been a community space that's been added. They've already added the pool. They've already added the playground. They've already added a nice walking path. And so as a multifamily investor, they're thinking, oh my God, there's nothing much I can do to this property. Maybe I could, I don't know, put in granite countertops here, or maybe add a gym to the property that might add some value, but there's not. So I think you have an awesome opportunity to think about, how can me and my husband add value? What could we do that would make a tenant want to move to our property versus another property? Think of it that way. Could it be adding a little kids playground, you know, like a fenced in really nice little kids playground that's only for the tenants of this 6 unit? And maybe that sits in the front of this building somehow that looks nice, you know, doesn't look like an eyesore. Suddenly you've got a jungle gym there and swings, but it's really beneficial to the mom, the single mom that lives there with their child, or the family that lives there with their two children. Think about those things. Or maybe you have enough space. I mean, it's Colorado after all, so you might have space to put in a nice walking path with some benches and make it really nice for people to just take a little afternoon walk with their dog, something like that. So I don't know if it's about wildflowers or hard space, but think about, how can I add value to this property, therefore able to increase your rents over time and transform this property from a C-level property to a B-level property? That's how you add value and make more money. My thanks to all of you for your great questions on today's show. Here's what I would love you to do, is ask me a question. It's very simple to do. Go to Morris Invest. That's our website, and morrisinvest.com/Clayton. And when you click on that, you'll be able to record your voice for up to 30 seconds or so and ask me a question about real estate, finance, et cetera. And if you're ready to take action and become a real estate investor yourself, and you want brand new construction rental properties built from the ground up that are already cash flowing from day one, and we will hand you a cost segregation analysis that you can take to your tax accountant so you can get almost your entire down payment back on your taxes, then give us a call. Book a call with us at Morris Invest. That's what we do. We're a full-service turnkey real estate company. We'll be able to help you. We'll have a link below in the description for you to do that as well. My thanks to all of you. Now go out there, take action, become a real estate investor, and we will see you next time.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.